From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 15th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets were lower prior to the restart here at 8:30 Central Time, but we've kind of firmed things back up just a touch here. Beans are trading back higher. Wheat continues to strengthen, and corn is just down 2 cents after being down 4 to 5 here in the overnight session. Obviously, still catching the breath a little bit from that strong close there Friday after the crop report, with both corn and soybeans trading higher there to finish the week. So continuing to digest some of those numbers. And I think the general impression is that the corn and soybean yields from the USDA are still a touch too high. The question is going to be how much too high here as we continue to move forward. But should continue to see some more active harvest data this week. A few more areas starting to get into some corn, maybe a few beans going as well. So should have a little more info here as the week continues to go on. Continues to be awful dry in the Midwest. Did see some rain in the far western Corn Belt, a little bit of rain in up through the northeast corner of Illinois and Indiana over the weekend. Looks like it's going to continue to be warm this week with some a few rain chances maybe by this weekend and cool down a little bit. So maybe feel a little more like fall here into next week, but obviously some rain would be beneficial just for continuing to rebuild soil moistures here as we continue to go forward. A little bit of info out today. We got export inspections, crop progress out. We'll have NOPA crush out as well. Looking for a pretty strong August number for NOPA crush out later this morning. So we'll continue to keep an eye on those numbers. Did get a little bit of note from President Trump that he said that trade talks between China and the U.S. and Madrid are going well. And he mentioned that there's a possibility that he could talk to the president of China here later this week. And that has helped firm soybeans up a little bit since the reopening. As for prices, we have December corn at 427. That's down 3. March corn at 444.5, down 2.75. November soybeans at 1047.5, up 1.25. January soybeans at 1066.5, up 1.25. October meal at 284.50, that's down 3.10. October bean oil 51.88, that's up 21. December Chicago wheat 527.5, up 4. March is at 544.75, that's up 3.75. December Kansas City wheat at 517.25. Up 2.5. Livestock markets are off to a strong start here this morning. October cattle at 232.90, up 2.92. December at 234.52, up 2.60. September feeders at 355.20, up 4.80. October at 350.75, that's up 4.95. October hogs 97.60, up 47. December hogs at 88.80, up 17. Fed starts its two-day meeting tomorrow. Interest rate announcement there Wednesday afternoon. We may see that influence the grains just a little bit, but more just waiting for harvest data to continue to roll in, and then any updates to trade talks here, specifically in regards to China here over the next few days, will be of interest for the trade here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and stay cool this week. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 92 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 91 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.